he himself. So there's a happy relationship between the two sorts of slaves. He remains the lord of the lovers, but he becomes the slave of the love of his lovers. Do you get the difference?
Yeah.
Larry, for many years, if you go through the literature on Baba and about Baba and of Baba's sayings and all that, you'll find there in the printed books and all that, so often the words or in his messages he has used this, that I am the slave of my lover.
Yes.
But now that you have heard me say something different, it came at a very later stage, because him being the slave of his lovers, the lovers couldn't digest that. You know how it is. Mind is there, the heart is there for all for him and all that. But still, they would want him, they can twist his arms, you see. Well, you say you are the slave of your lovers, Baba, why don't you do this? Let's go out. No, but it's raining and all this. Many things are there. I don't remember the transition that took place, what was the cause of it, but I know what is at the root of it. They were insistent, persistent in all this. So one day Baba said, remember, I am the lord of my lovers, but I am the slave of the love of my lovers. I am not the slave of my lovers.
The slave of the love.
Yeah. When I mean that I am the slave of my lovers is, I am the slave of the love of my lovers. Not your slave, I am the Lord. That's how he said to us.
Which makes sense, because, you know, if a person's really a slave,
yeah,
it's all based on, a real slave, it's based on love.
That's true. Yeah.
If it's based on anything else, it's a higher servant. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah. There are the expectations and all that.
Yeah. You're doing it for a price.
Yeah. Baba has given the grades of obedience. In that he has given. Yeah. Have you seen those different grades of obedient slave, obedient?
The different grades?
Yeah. There's a nice article there. There's a paid servant who obeys the commands of his master because he's paid. So that is paid obedience.
Yeah.
Then there is the patriotic obedience of the soldier.
I think I've seen that.
You see that? All the things he gives. And
yeah,
then there
yeah.
is the obedience of the true slave.
Where did I see that?
Yeah.
But I've read that.
Very beautifully he has explained. Very succinctly, just one sentence each. And that obedience is very rare. And it can be only had among the saints. And then he gives a figure to it. He says, and it has happened. At the time of Kabir, there was, you have heard the name of Kabir, the great perfect master of India?
Say it again.
From Banaras, Kabir.
No, I haven't.
Kabir is, yeah, he's very famous, and his poetic lines, you see, he describes all about love and obedience and love for the Lord. Being the master, he of course directs all his followers towards the way and the goal, that is him, the ancient one. So his couplets are replete with all these things. And he's very famous. So naturally he was a weaver himself. Kabir was a weaver. And you know, weaving is not, hand looms. He has to have a little dugout place where he can paddle, you see, with his there and the shuttles going back and forth. And while doing that, he would sing out these couplets, which have very deep meaning. We still have the records of that. And just to hear that, people would come and sit around him. And they would be seated all around him and all that. And every now and then he would crack jokes and everything, very light. The atmosphere is very light. Having heard of Kabir, a youngster comes to Kabir. His name was Kamal, who is known as Kalyan also. So Kamal comes and he sits there and so Kabir looks at him. He says, yes, what is it that you want? Why have you come here? He says, I want to serve you. I want to be with you. I want to live here with you. He says, you want to live with me? It's very difficult. You have to obey me. same thing. Obedience is important. Because obedience implies humility, effacement and all that sort of thing. And that is the real advancement on spiritual path is effacement, being humble. So, says, I'll do whatever you tell me. And he was the youngest in the lot. And of course, in the beginning, nobody paid attention to this Kamal. And everything was taken for granted. His presence was there and all that. But he became a member of the household of Kabir. Kabir's wife would give him some orders or something to bring from market and this and that. He was a very handy person, a youngster. And he started growing up. And he had become favorite of Kabir. The old fogies who were there, who would be coming year after year, somehow or other they noticed that, well, he has gained the favor of the master. And they didn't like it. We are here for so many years, and we are not as close as this Kamal is. What's the matter? Who is he, after all? He has just come, you see, and so forth and so on. Mind is like that. In order to prove why he has come so close to him, Kabir does this little thing. And that is always cited. And Baba has used this figure also. So one day while he was having his men there all around, the followers were there, and he's reciting this and that, and he's struggling, you know. He seems to be struggling that day. It's bright sun there, sunny day. Bright sun is there and everything is fine, but he's groping and doing something and all that. And all of a sudden he bursts out in the midst of all his poems and verses that he's reciting. He says, "You Kamal, you sit over here. Are you blind? Don't you realize that it's so dark and I can't see anything here?" And he immediately gets up. And he was somewhere far away, so he tries to get out of the crowd and get inside to get a lamp. So while he's doing that, he stumbles over many people because although it is bright sunlight, but his obedience is so perfect and excels all other obedience that he immediately sees that it's all dark. That should be the height of obedience.
That is the height.
Yeah, and it's a rare thing. And that is given as the gift of the master, that obedience. So then they realize who Kalyan is, or who this Kamal is. That's how it is. And Baba always stressed on obedience, 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 obedience.